Oh, Spinebuster, Spinebuster Wrestling, how I adore thee. Well, maybe not go that far, but I really like it. It's episode 5, and they seem like they've been doing this for absolutely years because of the quality of the way the programme is sequenced, what is to come, the matches and the angles that are here and working so well. It's a great, great promotion. And with Blackheart Wrestling, another UK wrestling promotion that I rather revere, I get two different things with them. As I said, the warmth of Blackheart Wrestling, not the Spinebuster's not warm, but it's got more of a sheen and a chic look to it. And here we've got a triple threat to start with. We'll have an even bigger match to end with, and that's good book. It's good bookending. Bookend, you see. This one's Tyler Owens, who I didn't know. He was the guy I didn't know about from last week. Spinebuster Media, Spinebuster Wrestling, kindly informed me it was him. You know, he was getting into it with Sky Smitson, saying, you may have been undefeated, so was I. Remember that? Well, she's not going to forget that. She does remember that, and she won't really forget it. More of that to come, but he's fighting Alex Vaughan and Alexander Roth. This is just phenomenal. Here is some of the action that ensues from this triple threat. Remember, no DQ in a triple threat. There is an Owens kick to Vaughan's back. Owen chops for both Vaughan and Roth. Bring! The chop shop is open. I would like a... Oh, I've not even finished my order yet. So both of them get the chops. And he ends it, well, Roth ends it with a super kick. It's almost as if he's thinking, stop chopping me. I'll super kick you and that will stop you. Yes, it does. Nice, nice, very, very nice. Owens standing moonsault. Vaughan, Bulldog and Lariat, beautiful. Vaughan then pulls on Alexander Ross's nose. Get off. And then a chop, a big posting. He goes to Roth's eyes. Roth is not finished. Inside out cutter, lethal injection, Tower of Doom on the other two, and a kind of power bomb from that as well. So he doesn't just leave them, he just hang on to it a bit more, and it's that power bomb. Then you've got a frog splash. I think it was from, was it Vaughan? For a long two count, but Owens gets a super kick and the crossroads to Vaughan for the pin. He won. He continues to win. He's the man I now remember. And so does Sky Smitson, because she attacks him afterwards, because he pissed her off, because he used a move in the match to win the match, I think. And she leaves him lying. Laying, not lying. Because if he was lying, he'd be saying, that didn't hurt at all, I suspect. Now, Joseph Connors fought Millie McKenzie last week, won with some help. Really good a promo, you know. He's a good promo. He gives good promo. Does Mr. Connors. And as he said, he reminded her that she should have taken him seriously. She should have shook his hand instead of flicking him the V's. She probably should. Now, remember also a couple of weeks ago, Nina Samuels attacked Tamara Jade because she doesn't like what she calls rookies. That's wrestlers who are less experienced than her, being on what she considers to be her programme and taking up her time. So Tamara Jade saying that she's got a shattered bone in her foot from what Nina Samuels did. There's a picture of her from hospital. They had to do apparently an operation. We see the foot wrapped up. She can't get to the toilet on her own. She can't get in and out of the bath on her own. She appreciates people's kind words. She's angry. She will come back stronger. I'm not sure if this... I don't know if it's an angle or not. Maybe it's not. Maybe the photo in hospital was from another operation. Maybe they wrapped her foot up and it's not injured. I don't know. Maybe it is. And they're leaning into it, whatever it is. It's a good little angle and it's a wrestling trope. So I do enjoy that. Now, talking of showcase matches for people with rather less experience, we have Maya Matthews versus Karama. Karama is the one with more experience, albeit not a lot, than Maya Matthews. And they talk her up before the match. Now, there's a Maya crossbody and an uppercut. Karama is quite noisy, screams into a back elbow a one-legged dropkick and a suplex. It's very nice. She works a sleeper. Massive mid-body clothesline. Very nice. It was almost as if Maya Matthews jumped up a bit. And I've not seen that before. She really hit her on the midriff. That's going to knock all the wind out of you, isn't it? Then there's a power slam from Karama. Very effective. But Matthews is back with a shotgun dropkick. Big lung blower from Karama. And she looks to be on the way to winning until she falls to a cutter and a discus clothesline for the Maya Matthews pin. Now, the commentary team didn't expect that. The way they were talking, I didn't expect it. What a good match. Nina Samuels doesn't think so. Oh, Nina, for goodness sake, just sit in the back. Maybe watching the monitor on your own, like in a WWE program. There's nobody around me. I'm just watching here. Get away from me. I want to watch this on my own. But she can't. She has to come in. She has to attack Karama. She has to put a chair round the neck of Matthews and stomp the chair. She's just so... Somebody had better put a stop to this. This Nina Samuels nonsense. Now, Chantel Jordan could do that. And later on, we're going to see their match on recent Spinebuster programming shown again because it was something a bit special. We also get to see the story of Prospero and Briggs. Ah, Prospero and Briggs. The story. It's very well done, actually. Act 1. And I'm sure this will go to Act 5 even. Yeah. There'll be a Deus Ex Machina at the end. And Prospero, if he knows his Shakespeare, we'll talk about that. Can we talk about cosmology as well, Oscar? Because I want to... Yes, the cosmology, the expected cosmology. We don't want graves opening up and lions walking the earth, do we? Remember all that? If you know your Shakespeare, you'll know. There's your challenge, my man. There's your challenge. Now, Levi Muir is coming soon. We saw him last week saying that he wants what Leon Slater has got. Very envious of him. And we see him doing a bit of wrestling. Looks good, you know. Looks like he's got a lot of pep in those moves. And here is your main event. It's an open challenge. It's the Joey Cement Open Challenge. He challenges Terry Tarmac. And he challenges Peter Pebbles. No, he doesn't. It's, as he says, he is main event cement. It sounds like something high grade cement. You want main event cement? Is that £42 a litre? Yes, it is. It's a special kind of pour. This match wasn't poor, though. Oh, you see, I use that word in two different ways. You see? What a wordsmith I am. He says that he lost a lot last series. And he doesn't want to lose in this series. So what he's going to do is he's going to have an open challenge. Right, listen. Thing is, with an open challenge, you're probably more likely to lose. Because somebody could answer the call. In this case, Chantel Jordan... His face, Joey's face is a picture, and he doesn't really want to engage with her. If you wanted to win, you should be going to management and saying, that bloke there, who's actually just off the street, who has trained for a day, could I have him in a match? And I'll probably win. And then you can start your ascent to the top. If I was your manager, that's what I would do. I'm not saying I want to be your manager, but my rates are reasonable. Anyway, it's not just Chantel Jordan. Harrison Bennett is in there because he wants to fight or he wants to beat Oscar Prospero, who is there with Textbook Dave Breaks. So we've got Joey, Chantel, Dave and Harrison. Harrison comes in trying to attack Prospero and gets clotheslined by Dave Breaks. He's not really looking early on. Yeah. So, there's some big Chantel Jordan attacks on Breaks and a Breaks slam. Some cement punches, cement-like punches. Yeah. Then a nasty low Bennett superkick, who does most of the work here. Most of the admirable work, I think. And there's an outside-in stomp to the back of Cement's neck. Bloody hell, his neck will feel like cement after that. Then you've got... Daybreak's bailing and sort of jawing on the outside, because I presume this is no DQ. It's a fatal four-way, isn't it? Is it fatal four-way? Yes, fatal four-way. And Cement, Joey, takes advantage of that distraction. Of course it does. There's a Bennett discus forearm. That is very sweet. Then an enziguri to Joey. We've got a tope to ostensibly Day Breaks, who pulls Oscar Prospero in front of him to save the day. Now, Prospero will like that. Surely he will. You've got Bennett fighting Breaks' chicken wing, which is where apparently he likes to put people away. Big Jordan crossbody takes all of them down, hits an uppercut, she hits a basement dropkick, a fisherman driver. Lovely. Joey breaks it up. Prospero then pulls Jordan out after a roundhouse kick, so she can't pin, to allow his mentor, Day Breaks, the textbook one, because it is, that's page 15, textbook, steal the pin, is what the, yeah, steal the pin. You must always keep your head on a swivel and make sure you steal someone's limelight and also steal someone's pin. See, almost cheating. That sort of thing. In his textbook, that's the text in the book. So he gets the pin. Prospero's delighted. Afterwards, you've got Chantel Jordan attacking Prospero and Breaks attacking her, and Jay Joshua in to save the day, because they've had, Jay Joshua's in to save the day, because they have had a really good match in the recent past. And I think that they're probably getting on. What a great episode. Loads happened, but it didn't seem overwrought or overcooked. It seemed as though it was a beautiful and sumptuous meal. Yeah, a smorgasbord of wrestling, no doubt. I liked it a lot. Two really good matches to bookend. You've got the really nice Maya Matthews and Karama match, which was shorter but competitive. You've got loads of angles bubbling under, but nothing I thought that's just too much. And that ending match. Not sure about Joey Cement's name. you know that. But the match itself was fabulous, and everybody in it had a great, great part to play. Can't wait to see episode 6. This is 5, and I'm a bit worried that we'll soon have the end of this series. What am I going to do when it finishes? Oh, my God. Ta-ta.